Gavin Duff.
This is Jill. Jill's my owner, and I'm her dog. Jill's always asking me for healthcare advice. Weird. And this time it's Jill's ongoing back pain. It's got worse this evening. Not sure why she's asking me, though. Like I said, I'm a dog.
I read that the far, far future when this world's gone would be a pea soup of broken particle, undulating, stretched from here to God and back in one blue bend. I put my ear to the wind. The song's still there. I can hear it strange and full of charm. Baby, can I follow you
down? In New Troy, bloodied, heir to the throne was banished by his brother the king on account of his leprosy. Before his departure, Bladid's mother gave him a golden ring, and through her tears she whispered, "If by my fortune or by fate you may return my son and are cured, I shall know it is you by the gleam of this ring."
Have you heard about Macmillan grants? These are one-off payments of £350 from Macmillan for people living with cancer. They're for essential things like energy bills, clothing, or travel to and from hospital. Any extra cost that you might have because of cancer. You'll never need to pay us back, but they are for low-income households only. You'll also need a health or social care professional to apply on your behalf, but our Money Worries team can help with that too. They're only a phone call away.
Welcome to WS Medical. For ambulance bookings and our 24-hour control, please press 0. For the general office, please press 1. For finance, press 2. For training courses, press 3. For medical supplies, it's 4.
The police snail was angry. He put his wheels on, deployed his engine, turned on his siren, and chased the hare down the road. The police snail caught up with the hare straight away and pulled him over to tell him off. He arrested the hare and took him back to the school.
It's natural that these uncertain and challenging times can affect our mental health and well-being. Whatever you're facing, at Samaritans we're here to help. No judgment, no pressure. You can get in touch about anything that's troubling you. So don't wait until it all feels too much. One day when I was 12 years old, I was tasked with throwing some damaged fruit into the dock. As I approached the edge, a group of children suddenly showed up. They tried to steal my crate of fruit, and startled, I turned around quickly. In my haste, I slipped and lost my balance. Suddenly, a rush of black wavy fur came from nowhere. It was Jack, leaping into the water to save me. He grabbed onto my clothing with his strong jaw and began to paddle towards the side of the dock. That's when I saw Mr. Thomas, Jack's owner, reaching out to help pull me up to safety.